seems to be a contradiction, a steer between this Gemara and the Gemara in Erevin. Because the Gemara in Erevin implies that even Chutz L'Gimel Parsaos, it's also asur to be Mara Halacha B'fnei Rava. Because the Gemara quotes Rava on Samah Gimel Amid Aleph. Amar Rava, B'fon Avasu V'chayav Misa, Shelo B'fon Avasu V'en Chayav Misa. The chilek seems to be whether there's a chiyav misa for the Gemara Halacha B'fnei Rava. But, right, that's the whole chilek between the fun of as opposed to shalom of fun of. But it sounds like it's us even shalom of fun of. It's us to be mara halacha, even shalom of nirabah. Even chutz liyom parsaos. You look at the hemshech of the Gemara that we read last time, it's clear that b'fun of is tokim of parsaos, and shalom of fun of is chutz liyom parsaos. So the Gemara seems to say that even chutz liyom parsaos, it's also us to be mara halacha. It's hard to say b'fnei rabo. It's not b'fnei rabo chutz l'gimel parsaos. But the issur of being mara halacha for a Talmud applies even chutz l'gimel parsaos. It's doch estira. From our sugi, it sounds like chutz l'gimel parsaos, it's mutter. And from the Gemara in Erevin, it sounds like it's asa. There might not be a chi of misa, but it sounds like it's asa. So this is a kasha that Tosfos asks in our sugi. Let's look at this Tosfos together. We're going to see the Tosfos a little bit out of order. Mil kosha, he says. A little bit five lines down. The Gemara says Rav Huna didn't pass in a shayl in Charta the Argiz in the years that Rav Huna was still alive. Rav Huna was his Rebbe Muvuk. Rav Hamnuna lived in Charta the Argiz, which was Chutz L'Gimel Parsaos of where Rav Huna was. And nevertheless, Rav Hamnuna didn't paskin. And here it sounds like Chutz L'Gimel Parsaos. It's mutter to be mora. Dafka b'fnei Rava would suss it to be mora. Tol Gimel Parsaos, but Chutz L'Gimel Parsaos is mutter. V'oh, skipping a little bit. Tosfos says another kasha later on. V'oh, damin anasam b'fan avas v'chayev misa. V'shalom b'fan avas v'ein chayev misa. The Gemara in Erevin says the chilek between b'fan and shalom b'fan is whether you chayev misa or not. But it sounds like even shalom b'fan there still is an issa. Sounds like Chutz L'Gimel Parsaos, there still should be an issa. The Tosfos says, it's a kasha on Asuga, because Asuga seems to say that Chutz L'Gimel Parsaos is heter gam. What does Tosfos answer? The nearer the Hasa Mari below Notal Rishus Meirabo. The chilek between the two Gemaras is whether he was Notal Rishus or not. Rav Hamnuna was not Notal Rishus from Rav Huna, so that's why he wasn't Mora Halacha, even Shalom Afanav. He wasn't Notal Rishus, so he wasn't Mora Halacha, even Shalom Afnei Rabo, because it's Asa. To be Mora Halacha without Rishus. What's the Issa based on? What's the Issa to be Mora Halacha? If it's Shalom Makom Rabbah, what could be the problem? There's no problem of Kavod Rabbah. There's no Issa Daraisa of being Mora Halacha to be Pogin Bechvod Rabbah. So what could be the Issa? Gzeira. That was the second issue, is that there's a Gzeira, that a Talmud shouldn't be Mora without Rishus, because we're afraid that it might come to Michshol. Right? A Gzeira, that's the other Halacha here in the Gemara earlier on Daf Hayam and Beis. Talmud al Yore al Pinat al Rishus Mei Rabo, Chazal made exera that you shouldn't be Mora Halacha, even Shalom Bifnei Rabo, even if there's no problem of Kvod Rabo, because we're afraid of Michshol. A different issue, a totally different issue. So that's what the Gemara is saying there in Erevin, that even Chutz L'Gimel Parsaos is Taka Osir, there might not be a Chiyav Misa, but it's Osir, Mishum Gzeira, Nidarabanan, it's Osir. It's not also because of Kvod Rabo, Midrabon, it's also because of Zer. So what's our Gemara talking about? If that Gemara in Erevin is talking about an Issa Mishum Gzeira Toch Chutz L'Gimel Parsaos without Rishus, so then what's our Gemara talking about? If it's talking about that he wasn't Notal Rishus, so then it should be also Chutz L'Gimel Parsaos. If it's talking about he was Notal Rishus in our Gemara, so then even Toch Gimel Parsaos it should be permissible. So comes Tosfos with the Chiddush, and he says, there it's Lonato Rishus Mei Rabo. The application of Tosfos is here, it's where he was Noto Rishus Mei Rabo. And Afal Pikein, Tokyo Parsos, it's still going to be Asa. Like the Rabbi Nudavid. At first glance, it sounds like the Rabbi Nudavid. Rabbi Nudavid says, wherever there's an Issa Daraisa to be Mara Halacha, Rishus doesn't help you. Tokyo Parsos is an Issa Daraisa to be Mara Halacha, because that's Mara Halacha Bifnei Rabo. That's a pegima in the Kvod Rabo. Rabbi Nadavid holds that if there's a pegima in the Kvod Rabo, Rishus is not going to help you. We'll have to understand why that's true. The Rana asks, how can that be? But Rav Shemachal HaKvod HaKvod HaMachal, Rishus should help. But Tosfos seems to be echoing Rabbeinu David's sentiment that the chilul between Erev and Tosfos Sanhedrin is that Erev is talking about where lo nata rishus meirabo, and if lo nata rishus, then even shalom b'fanav is going to be aser, not because of kvod rabo. It's shalom b'fanav midrabbanan it's going to be aser because of the gzeira. Agemar is talking about where he was nata rishus, so the gzeira doesn't apply. But Tokyo Parsos is still going to be aser. Tokyo Parsos, even with Rishus, it's still going to be also to be Mara Halofa Bifnei. Okay, that's how Tosis and Sanhedrin reconciles the two sugis. So far, so good, clear? Okay? Tosis earlier suggests a different answer, but they reject it. What does Tosis say? Leko Lameima. When Tosis uses such a lotion, you have to ask yourself, does some other Rishon say this? Right? Tosis Bavor in such a terror, so maybe someone else says it. Leka Lameima says Tosfos, what's the chilek? The Hocha Ari b'Talmud Chover. Maybe Agemar is talking about a Talmud Chover. A Talmud is not such a Talmud. He's a colleague. He's not so much lower than the Rebbe. He's a little bit lower than the Rebbe. He's a Talmud Chover. He's a Talmud who's a colleague of the Rebbe. Ulekach Shari Nami Chutz L'Shalash Parsos Kamo Rav Chista D'Hosa. Maybe that's why Chutz L'Shalash Parsos is Mutter. What's Tosfos saying? Then maybe Takahi were talking about he wasn't Notel Rishus. Right? In this answer, Tosis was assuming that if he's Notel Rishus, Arada, all bets are off, everything's Mutter. Even Togil Prasos has got to be Mutter. Right? That answer that even if Notel Rishus, it's still also Togil Prasos, that's the maskon of Tosis. But at this stage, Tosis is assuming, forget about it. If you have Rishus, then everything is Mutter. Even Togil Prasos should be Mutter. Like the Ran! Rav Shemachal HaKvodah, Kvodah Machal. So what could be the problem? Should be Mutter if he was not a Rishus. Ella, what must we be talking about over here? Lo Natal Rishus. Both in Erevin and in Sanhedrin, we're talking about Lo Natal Rishus. Not like the second, not like the Maskon of Tosis, that in Erevin we're talking about Lo Natal Rishus, and here we're talking about Lo Natal Rishus. And Afal became Toh Gimel Parsos, it's still awesome. No, Tosis here says, Natal Rishus, everything's Mutter. Rav Shemachal al Kvodo Kvodo Machal. So really we're talking in Sanhedrin where Lo Natal Rishus, just like Erevin. So what's the chilek then? I don't understand. If he wasn't Notal Rishus in either place, so then why is it Mutter Chutz L'Gilu Parsoas here? If Erevin is talking about that he was Lo Natal Rishus, then I understand everything is great. If he was Lo Natal Rishus, so then Chutz L'Gilu Parsoas is going to be Usser. Because he doesn't have Rishus, it should be Asa Mishum Gzeira. Right? It should be Asa Mishum Gzeira. Mishum Kvod Rabo Mistama Chutz L'Gilu Parsos is not going to be Asa. It's not Kvod Rabo, it's not Bifnei Rabo. But Chutz L'Gilu Parsos, if it's Lo Nato Rishus, then it's Asa Mishum Gzeira. That's Erevin. What's Agamar talking about? If it's Lo Nato Rishus, forget about Kvod Rabo, it should still be Asa Mishum Gzeira. So comes Tosfos and says, maybe the answer to Agamar is that by Talmud Chover, it's Mutter. Talmud Chav is Mutter. Chutz L'Gilu Parsos. A Talmud Parsos without Rishus, even for a Talmud Chav, it's going to be awesome. He's still a Talmud. So Talmud Gimel Parsos, even for a Talmud Chav, it's going to be awesome without Rishus. Because of Kfod Rabo. Because he's still a Talmud. Says Tosfos, but maybe Chutz L'Gilu Parsos by a Talmud Chav is going to be Mutter. Maybe that's the Chiddush of Asugya. Not that Toch Gimel Parsos is Osir even with Netilas Rishus. No, that's too much of a Chiddush. Right? To say the reason why it's Mutter Chutz L'Gimel Parsos is because it's not Al Rishus, and that's why the Gzeir doesn't apply. That's very difficult, says Tosis in the first Pshat. That's what you would think. Because if that's the case, then how do we understand Toch Gimel Parsos? If it was not Al Rishus, so then everything should be Mutter. So in the end, Taka says, no. Tosis says, no. Right? Talking about Tosis, even with Netilas Rishus, it's going to be awesome. But in the beginning, Tosis is something that's very difficult. So if we be talking about Notal Rishus, then we don't understand why talking about Tosis is going to be awesome. Must be that he was low Notal Rishus. But if he's low Notal Rishus, so then why Chutz L'Gilu Parsos is going to be Mutter? Because Tosis is by a Talmud Chavar, maybe it's Mutter. Erevin is talking about a Talmud Gomor. Complete Talmud, not a colleague. Talmud Gomer, then there'll be an Issa Chutz L'Gimel Parsos. Even if not Al Rishus. There'll be an Issa Chutz L'Gimel Parsos if Lo Nata Rishus. Sorry. Gzeira, right? The gzeira will apply if lo not al v'shoes, but the gzeira, right? The gzeira will tolkim parsos. You don't need a gzeira. It's also because of kvod rabba. But even chutz l'gim parsos, but there's no kvod rabba. There's still an issa mishum gzeira. But says Tosis, that's only by a talmid gomer. By a talmid chover, no. By a talmid chover, there's no issa chutz l'gim parsos, and that's the chiluk. Both Erevin and Sanhedrin are talking about lo not al v'shoes. But the chiddush is that by a Talmud Chover, there's no gzeira set. That's Tosis's offering, right? He suggests this is a teretz, but he thinks it's difficult. We'll get to why he thinks it's difficult. But that's what Tosis was assuming. Now, why did I learn pshat like that in Tosis? Because who gives this answer? This is a Tosis. Where? Erevin. Tosis and Erevin suggest maybe that's the chiluk. Must be Sanhedrin's talking about a Talmud Chover, and that's why it's mutter to chutz to the parsos. The hoda amina befonav also v'chayev misa kol toch shalosh parsos choshe befonav k'demashu bosa Talmud. Right, that's talking about a Talmud Gomer. Sanhedrin is talking about a Talmud Chaver where there's no Gzeira. Erevin is talking about a Talmud Gomer where there is a Gzeira. And that's the Chilik. If lo not over Shus, is there going to be any Issa Mishum Gzeira Chutz Legimel Parsos? This is how the Rivosh interprets the Tosfos. Right, that the whole distinction between Talmud Gomer and Talmud Chaver is on that gzeira, the gzeira derabbanan that could still apply chutz l'gimel parsos. Now, Tosis in Erevin doesn't explain it through, you know, perfectly clearly. But the Rivosh interpreted that way, and the emphasis is it's muchach. I'll explain to you why in a moment. If you'll turn to the Rivosh, this is the Rivosh that we had in the previous mekoros. You don't have to recopy it, and I didn't re-photocopy it for number 16. The same Rivosh, his chubis didn't change. Yur Maskel Vaha, page number 1. Vahad Tanya Asam Talmud al Yer Alokh Mokam Rabbo al Kain Rochok Minu Sholosh Parsos, the Mashma the Rochok Sholosh Parsos Mutim. How you call them Zerah Nishnis? Abla Acha Zerah Osir Afilu Rochok Sholosh Parsos. One teretz is that chutz l'sholosh parsos is mutter in Sanhedrin. Why? Because it's kodem gzera. It's a kodem gzera. There's no extra issa, so chutz l'gimel parsos is mutter. Right? Like the Yad Ramaz teretz. One of the teretz in the Yad Ramaz. The Atosvus Omer was Zok the Rivosh. Who's that? Tosis, footnote number 4. Erevin Samach Beis. What did Tosis and Erevin say? Dahi afilo acha gzera. Maybe Taka, the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that chutz l'gimel parsos is mutter. That's Acha Gzeira. It's not going to be Mutter. It's a Gzeira. Ubetamed Chover, says the Rivosh, Shalogozu Bodover. Venishar Aldino, the Tosh Sholosh Prasos, Osir, Vachayev Misa, Vachutz the Sholosh Prasos Mutter. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about a Talmud Chover, where they didn't make a Gzeira. The Gzeira wasn't made for the Talmud Chover. It was made for the Talmud Gomur. That's how the Rivosh understands Tosis in Erevin. That the whole Gzera doesn't apply to a Talmud Chaver, it only applies to a Talmud Gomer. Now, why would that be true? A Gzera is a Gzera. We're afraid that if the Rebbe doesn't know the Talmud, if the Talmud doesn't get Rishus, then there might be a Michshol coming out of him. What do you think the Svar is? That the Gzera doesn't apply to a Talmud Chaver, it only applies to a Talmud Gomer? Not sure. Different thoughts. One thought might be that if the concept of Kvod Rabbo by Talmud Chover is not as strong, right? He's not mechuyev as much in Kvod Rabbo because he's like a Chover. If the concept of Kvod Rabbo is not as strong, the Rivosh L'shitaso might say that the Gzeira might not apply. Again, we described last time that the Rivosh holds that the Gzeira is not a standalone. Right, there's a combination, there's a connection between the Issa D'Araisa of Kvod Rabbo, Kvim of a Kvod Rabbo, and the Gzeira D'Rabbanan. That because it's Osir to hold back from paskening a Shaila if you're able to, And the chashash that they're becoming a michshol from the Talmud because people are not going to understand that that's a chashash rachok, so Chazal weren't so keen on instituting that gzeira. So after Yivash, they were meshatef kvod rabo to the gzeira. They only instituted the gzeira where it's going to infringe on kvod rabo. Right? So maybe where the concept of kvod rabo is very strong, so there they created the extra gzeira of chutz l'gilul parcels. So by a Talmud Gomer, since the idea of Kvod Rabo is very strong, because he's so much lower than the Rebbe, so there they introduced the idea of the Gzeira. But by a Talmud Chavar, the Talmud Chavar is so much closer to the Rebbe. He's a Talmud, but he's a Chavar. He's a colleague. They learn Bechavrus a little bit. They don't learn Bechavrus. You know, he's a Chavar. So the idea of Kvod Rabo is not as strong there. Now, don't get me wrong. The Talmud Chavar still is Mechuyev not to be Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. He can't be Mora Halacha Tov Gimel Parsos. But because the idea of Kvod Rabo by Talmud Chavar is not as strong, so maybe Chazal didn't make that gzeira. They didn't have enough of an impetus to make the gzeira b'makom achashash rochok. So maybe that's the idea, that by a Talmud Chavar they introduced the gzeira, but by a Talmud Gomer they didn't introduce the gzeira. Maybe that's a possibility, yes?
Could one also say that since the whole gzeira was for Mitchell, that it'd be more likely for a Talmud Gomer to mess up?
Yeah, but what's the Mitchell? The Mitchell doesn't mean that he's not going to know. The Mitchell is that in speech. What are you saying? That the Rebbe doesn't know how the Talmud Gomer speaks? He doesn't know his Talmud Gomer?
If he's like learning with him, he's more like a colleague.
Yeah, but even if he's a Talmud Chavar, he might not be able to speak well. Right? This speech is not determined, right? We can't... The speech might not necessarily be better just because he's a Talmud Chavar. He might be more of a Talmud Chacham, but just because he's a Talmud Chacham doesn't mean that his speech is clear. So that's why I'm not sure that that's... I was thinking along your lines, and I'm not sure that that's compelling because the speech has not changed just because he's a Talmud Chavar. That's why I think it has to be more of a halachic idea that if Kvod Rabo is somehow not as significant by Talmud Chavar, if you interpret that the Gzeira has to be linked to Kvod Rabo, so then there's less of a reason for Gzeira by a Talmud Chavar. Yes?
Yeah, but just on what you were saying, I think Rashi says in Erevin that a Talmud Chavar is someone who learns like one or two things. I think Rashi said there. What is Talmud Chavar? I don't have in front of me. The Lashon of Rashi and Erevin.
Yeah.
So if he
learns
is,
one or two things from where? What
is from the Rebbe.
From the Rebbe. As opposed to a Talmud Gomer who learns...
I guess everything.
You're saying a Talmud Chavar is not someone... Uh-huh. He's someone who didn't learn as much from the Rebbe. Talmud Chavar?
But...
Is the Rashi?
It's on South and Morale, a little bit down.
What's the first one I'm on?
The Dibur Maskel, Talmud Chavar.
A little bit of the light. Ah! Talmud Chavar, Chavar, Chacham Kemoso, Ela Shaloma, Mimeno Dover, Echad, O Yosef.
One or like, a few things from this. Maybe it could be in there where we didn't miss
it. It's a Chacham Kemoso, meaning it's a function of what level of Chachma he's on.
It sounds like more of a...
No, that's very good. According to my pshat, that's very good. Because if he's a Chacham Kemoso, maybe the idea of Kavod... He's not as Mechuyev to give Kavod to the other person, but yet he's Mechuyev enough that Toch Gimel Parsos, it's not going to be us.
But if you add like the last part also, then he adds like, oh, you only learn one or two things, it could be a din and more than Mishal as well.
No, but then there should be more of a reason for Gzer by a Talmud Chavar. And we're saying that there's less of a reason for Gzer by a Talmud Chavar.
Yeah, because by a Talmud Gomor, he learns everything. Maybe it could be from his Rebbe.
Again, according to Tosfos, Lefi the Rivash, there's no gzeira by a Talmud Chavar, there is a gzeira by a Talmud Gomer. According to what you're saying, it should be punfar kert. If he doesn't learn as much from the Rebbe, then the Rebbe doesn't know how he speaks. There's more of a problem of gzeira. I think taking your first part of the Rashi helps me, right? If he's Chacham Kemosa, so then, okay, the other Rebbe, the other individual is a greater Chacham, but he is, right? They're parallel. Because he learns... Because this Talmud learned one or two things from the other Rebbe, even though he's Chacham Kemoso, he's Mechuyev to be Mechabed the Rebbe. Because he learned one or two things, and he's Mechuyev to be Mechabed the Rebbe, that's why talking about Parsos, he's not allowed to be Mara Halacha. But because he's Chacham Kemoso, there's not as much of a din of Kavod Rabo, so that's why the Gzera might not apply. Clearly, this is assuming that there's a fusion, there's a connection between the Gzera and the din d'oraisa for Rabbo, and the Isser of Mar Halacha b'fnei Rabbo, because of the din d'oraisa. Yes?
I think one can also say, if we use the example that I gave, let's say someone is Talmud Chavar, you're learning in closer proximity, let's say, with Israeli, he's gonna understand the sugya a lot better than someone who's, let's say, a Rebbe teaching 20 Talmidim as opposed to a one-on-one. You're gonna be holding much better. So it would make sense.
What, if it's a big shear, you're not gonna be holding as well?
No, but...
Chas v'shalom.
It's much better learning on one-on-one with someone. It's just...
Okay, what's that
going
to do?
So even going on what Joel was saying, even if you only learn one or two things, since you're learning in such proximity with, learning so close with the Rebbe, then you're going to understand the sugya. So it doesn't make a difference.
Just one second. Does the gzera apply not? If you know the sugya better, is the gzera... The whole gzera is about speech. How's that going to affect his speech? If he knows the sugya better, or doesn't know the sugya. He's going to say beitzim, and they're going to think he said beitzim.
Right. So if you're holding it better, you can explain it.
Explain it. It's just a function of what you're saying. You say beitzim. You know, ichzog beitzim. So what's he doesn't know. The tipu doesn't know Yiddish. He starts to talk. He has a Yiddish dialect, and then epis you can't understand. And then you can't understand it. It's just beitzim. It's a michshol in the loshon. I'm not sure I understand that it's going to make a difference if he learns the sugi better or doesn't learn the sugi better. No? Naftali? I'm not sure. Let's just chart it out. Let's chart the sheetness out. I want to get this clear. Before we start to hack with the lumpness, let's first get the sheets. There's a lot of lumpness here, but if you don't get the sheetness, it's ridiculous. We're not going to be able to throw anything around. Now, what do we have over here? We have Toch Gimel Parsos. We have Chutzpah Gimel Parsos. We have the Gemara in Erevin of Shalom B'fon Avasa. The Eino Chayev Nisa. What else? Yeah, we don't need the Nisa part. What does Tosis in Erevin hold? About each one of these circumstances. Tol Gimel Parsos. Is it mutter to be more halof or not? Oser. Is that an Issa Darais or an Issa Darabon? Oser min HaTorah in Lo Natal Rishos. Okay? How about chutz l'gimel parsos? It depends, exactly. By a Talmud chaver, what's the din, according to Tosis in Erevin? Mutter l'gamri. Even midrabona. Exactly. And by a Talmud gomer? What's the din? Osir. Midatorah midrabona. Midrabbana mishum gzeira. It's chutz l'gimel parsos. There's no issa d'oraisa. What's the gemara in Erevin shelo b'fon avaser? According to this shita. What's the case? Shelo b'fon avaser. B'talmid gomer. Rak b'talmid gomer. Aser midrabbana. That's the sugya. Okay? That's Tosis in Erev. And how about Tosis in Sanhedrin? Rabbeinu David. Right? This is the Poshup shot that Tosis is going like the Rabbeinu David. See, it's not so clear, but this is how I'm going to start off. That's a Poshup shot. Toch Gimel Parsos, what's the din? Same thing. It's Asur Minat Torah, Flo Natal Rishos. How about Chutz L'Gimel Parsos? I'm sorry. It's not the same thing. It's Asur Minat Torah. What does Tosis and Sanhedrin say? Even if he got Rishos. Take it back. Go to the videotape. Okay, let's take it back. Afilu Natal Rishos. It's still an Issa D'Oraisa. Rishus doesn't help you, Rabbi Nadavid holds. How about Chutz L'Gimel Parsos? So then, this is Mutter Min HaTorah for sure. Tosis and Sanhedrin holds that there's no chiluk between Talmud Gomer and Talmud Chaver. It's mutim in a Torah. Im natal reshut, the im natal reshus, it's mutter af midrabban. Okay, so that depends, right? In a Torah, it's mutter chutz to give a parsos, but there still is a gzeira. If he's not the reshus, then the gzeira falls away, and even midrabban, it's going to be mutter. What's the Gemara in Erevin, Shalom Bafan of Asa going on, according to Tosis in Sanhedrin? What's it going on?
No reshus.
It's Asa Midrabana, Misham Gzeira. You see, what comes out according to this is that the Lashon of the Gemara, that Shelo B'Fan of Asa, Ve'eino Chayav Misa, maybe we should put that segment in, right? Ve'eino Chayav Misa, why is that Lashon important? Ve'eino Chayav Misa tells you that it's only a Din Rabbana, that that's the significance of that statement. It's Asa, but it's not Chayav Misa. What does that mean? It's an Asa Din Rabbana, Misham Gzeira, but it's not Min HaTorah. That's why you're not Chayav Misa, Videi Shamayim. Tosis and Erevin learned that Avad it's midrabbanan, but it's only by Talmud Gomer, because by Talmud Chaver there is no Gzeira. Right? Tosis and Erevin and Tosis and Sanhedrin are arguing where the Gzeira applies. Tosis and Erevin holds the Gzeira only applies to a Talmud Gomer, not to a Talmud Chaver. Tosis and Sanhedrin says it applies across the board to everyone, if you don't have Rishus. Okay? Major Machlokas de Bali Tosis, where the Gzeira, what case does the Gzeira apply? Okay, so far so good. Questions? Okay, is this clear? Let's chazer. Tosis in Erevin says Tochilu Parsos Sasum in Torah. If there's no Natilas Rishus, Chutz Legam Parsos. So there's a chilu between Talmud Chaver as opposed to Talmud Gomer. Min Torah should be mutter, but Talmud Gomer has the Gzeira, the Rabbanan. Right, Mishum Michshal, Talmud Chaver doesn't, as we explained, since the Inyan of Tod Rabbah is not as strong, Chazal didn't create that Gzeira. Tosis in Sanhedrin says, Min HaTorah it's going to be also Dal Gimel Parsos even with Netilas Rishus. B'chus L'Gimel Parsos, Min HaTorah it's Mutter, but Midr Rabbanan it'll be Aser if he doesn't have Rishus. It'll be Aser Mishum Gzeira, not only by Talmud Gomer, but by Talmud Chaver as well. Okay. Tosis in Sanhedrin didn't like the answer, the chilik of Talmud Chaver and Talmud Gomer. Like it. Why not? Let's see Tosfos. Let's go back. What does Tosfos say? Lekal he doesn't like it. Lekal amema the hachayri b'tamad chover lakach shari nami chutz l'sholosh parsos k'mo rav chizda the hosam kevin the tamo shagamina k'd appears per kuntris nashvad b'tamad gomer m'ayri. How do we know that it's also to be more halacha b'fnei rabbo? How do we know that? Mimachane Yisra, that Kol Yisra would tell me the mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu, and they had to go outside of the Machane Yisra to come to Moshe. No one, right? The Machane Yisra was Gimel Parsos. It was a little bit more, but for our purposes, it was Gimel Parsos. No one would be more halacha b'fnei Moshe in the Machane Yisra. So that you see, the Yisra to be more halacha b'fnei rabbo. So yes, Tosis, I don't understand. Full of clients or with Hamidim Gemurim, Eitzel Moshe. So don't you see what? That the chilik between Tol Gimel Parsos and Chutz Gimel Parsos is even by a Talmud Gomer. Not just by a Talmud Chaver. Even by a Talmud Gomer, Chutz Gimel Parsos should be mutter. Because the whole Isser is learnt out of a case of Talmud Gomer. So how can you tell me no? The whole chilik between Gimel Parsos and Chutz Gimel Parsos, that's by Talmud Chaver. By Talmud Chaver, Chutz L'Gimel Parsos is mutter. By Talmud Gomer, no. What are you talking about? The whole Isser is learned from Talmud Gomer. So you see that by Talmud Gomer, there should be a heter Chutz L'Gimel Parsos. Mashmud by Talmud Gomer Ari. Sounds like the whole Isser of Mor Halacha B'Fnei Rabbo is talking about Talmud Gomer. That's Tosis' point. That from the mokar of the chiluk of Gimel Parsos, of Toch Gimel, as opposed to Chutz L'Gimel, you see that the chiluk applies even to a Talmud Gomer, not just to a Talmud Chaver. What do you think about that raya of Tosfos? That makes sense to you, yeah, Josh?
Well, didn't we say that there's a problem with the Machane Yisrael raya anyway?
No, but that's because Moshe is shiny, but we're just ignoring that. Right? That we're extrapolating that by a regular Talmud Chacham, Gimel Parsos would be sufficient. What strikes you as strange about this raya of Tosfos, based on what we've developed here? The raya of Machane Yisrael, what's that talking about? Is that talking about the Dindaraisa, the Dindarabonan? Machane Yisrael is not a Dindarabon, that's in the Torah, right? Is there really a chilik between Talmud Chavar and Talmud Gomer on a Daraisa level, according to this first answer of Tosfos? Is there really a chilik between them? No. Minat Torah, it's also talking about Parsos. Midrabonan, it's Mutter Chutzlegan Parsos, because there's no problem of Kfod Rabo. It's just this Gzeira de Rabbanan. Right? That's how the Rav Osho understood this answer. It's just a Gzeira de Rabbanan. So we explain that the Gzeira de Rabbanan only applies to Talmud Gomer, not to Talmud Chavar. Because the idea of Kfod Rabo is stronger by Talmud Gomer as opposed to Talmud Chavar. But it's only a Gzeira de Rabbanan. So what's Tosfos saying? It's very difficult. Right? Tosfos doesn't like the chilek between Talmud Chavar and Talmud Gomer because it sounds like by Talmud Gomer there's no chilek between Toch Gimel and Chutz LeGimel. And since we're learning from Machane Yisrael and there they were Talmidim Gemurim, so the chilek should apply to Talmud Gomer. But Bemis on a Daraisa level, there is no chilek between Talmud Chavar and Talmud Gomer according to the way we're explaining this answer. The chilek is midr Rabbanan. By Talmud Gomer, there's the extra gzera de Rabbanan, but the chilek is not on a Daraisa level. On a Daraisa level, Taka, there is a chilek across the board between Chutz Gimel and Toch Gimel. Bein b'Talmud Chavar, bein b'Talmud Gomer. So everything is great. If you're on a Daraisa level, everything is great. It's the application of the gzera de Rabbanan. That's where there's a distinction between Talmud Gomer and Talmud Chavar.
Could this be why can't you ask this as a question on Rashi, on the Daf? I mean, why is explaining a Derabon concept of Kfod Rabo by there?
Which Rashi?
Didn't say in the Rashi that Tosfos gets this from that Machane Yisrael, that we learned Shalosh Prasos out from Moshe and Machane Yisrael. So you say, oh, Rashi, why are you explaining a Derabonan concept? I think Rashi's giving the shear.
Rashi's giving the shear on a Daraisa level.
No, he's talking about a Derabonan concept. He's talking about...
Well, he's talking on the second stage of the Gemara. We're not talking about a Derabonan. On that Din Daraisa, Rashi is saying, that's not that a Machane Yisrael.
Yeah.
Right? You know, there's another reason why this Kasha of Tosfos against the first Pshat is a little difficult. Where do we learn this idea that it's also to be Mar Alacha B'Fnei Rabba? Machane Yisrael. Right? Which Talmidim are we talking about? So, Tosfos says it's Machane Yisrael learned that of Kol Yisrael. Right? Kol Yisrael with Talmidim Gemurim of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you see that by a Talmud Gomer there's a chilek between Tov Gimel as opposed to Chosid. Are we really learning the Isser to be Mar Alacha B'Fnei Rabba from Kol Yisrael? What could be another Mokka? What did Tosfos in Erevin say? What's the mocker for this halacha of Talmud Al Yerah, halacha of Makam Rabba? Nadav Aviv, right? You notice that in Tosfos? That's what Tosfos in Erevin said. Right? V'chein b'nei Aaron, mistama lohora b'fnei Moshe mamish. Right, we mentioned last time the Gemara in Erevin and Samuel Gimel talks about that Nadav Aviv were Hora Halacha with Moshe Rabban. That's why they were Chayav Misa. V'chein b'nei Aaron mistama lahora b'fnei Moshe Mamish v'ikar shir de gamrin and shalosh parsos k'neged Machane Yisrael mibnei Aaron gamrin and la says Tosfos mibnei Aaron were b'nei Aaron talmidim gemurim of Moshe Rabbeinu or talmidim chaverim of Moshe Rabbeinu? What do you think? I think they were closer to Talmidim Chaverim of his. Why? How do I know? Rashi and Chumash says that. And what does Moshe say to Aaron after Nadav Aviv died? The Krovai HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Krovai HaKadosh, I'm going to be Mekadesh myself, I'll be Miskadesh, I'll be elevated. The Krovai with those who are close to me, the people are going to see that if they're not careful, they come too close. Right? In the Mishkan, they come too close to the Kedusha, then they're going to pass away, they'll be killed. So Moshe says to Aaron, I thought it would be you or me. But I see that they're greater than us. That Nadav Avihu, that your sons are greater than us because they're the Krovim. They're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Krovim. So what do you see? Were Nadav Avihu Talmidim Gemurim of Moshe Rabbeinu, or were they Talmidim Chaverim? I would say they're closer to Talmidim Chaverim. They're very close to him. Chaverim, right? Chachmasam, Kedushasam, right? So maybe that's Taka the Pshat. Right? Maybe Tosis and Erevin assumes that the Chiluk between Gimel Parsos, Toch Gimel, and Chutz LeGimel applies to Talmud Chaver, because that's Taka where we learn the whole Isra of Mor HaLacha B'Fnei Rabo from Nadav Avihu, from Bnei Aaron, not from Kol Yisrael. We learn it from Talmud Chaver, not from Talmud Gomer. So the Chiluk might apply to Talmud Chaver. The Chiluk might apply to Talmud Chaver. Yes. Again, chiluk means that chutz legam parsos is mutter. It's mutter to be mar halacha. It's mutter to be mar halacha. The chiluk of, you're saying by Talmud Gomer it should be asim in HaTorah.
Yeah.
According to Tosis and Erevin, maybe it should be asim in HaTorah. Maybe it should be asim in HaTorah, what, by Talmud Gomer? Because there's no heter of chutz legam parsos by Talmud Gomer. Aaron's saying, well, maybe. Sounds interesting. It's a possibility. Right? Till now, we've assumed that by Talmud Gomer, it's also only a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. And the whole chiluk is whether the concept of Kvod Rabu is gonna somehow create that Gzeirah, right? But if we learn, like this second pshat that I'm suggesting, right, that the reason why Tosis Kasha is Shver is not because the Isser Chutz L'Gim HaParsos is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. No, the Isser Chutz L'Gim HaParsos by Talmud Gomer is an Issa D'Araisa, right? If we assume the chiluk between Tol Gimel and Chutz L'Gimel is only by Talmud Chaver, the heter of Chutz L'Gimel is only by Talmud Chaver, so then by Talmud Gomer, Taka, there should be an Issa D'Araisa Chutz L'Gimel. That's a very good point. I think that's a possibility. The Rivosh clearly was not learning like that, but you could learn, yeah, Tosis and Erev, and you can learn in two ways. I like that.
I like that very much.
This is the Rivosh's understanding. Tosis and Erevin. And the second approach is, no, it's Osim in HaTorah by Talmud Gomer, because the whole heter was only said by a Talmud Chaver. The whole chiluk between Tol Gimel and Chutz L'Gimel was only said by a Talmud Chaver, not by a Talmud Gomer. Right? Yaakov, question.
Based on the new explanation, how are you understanding Gzer now? Gzer is on the Chavir?
He's saying by a Talmud Gomer. That's what prompted the Rivosh not to learn this way, because he said, if I'm going to learn that there's an Issa D'Araisa by Talmud Gomer, so where's the Gzeirah? It's not by Talmud Chaver and it's only by Talmud Gomer, so then where's the Gzeirah? Right. It's very, very strange according to that. Right. This is getting complicated. Okay. You'd have to say that the Gzeirah is by Talmud Chaver, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about the Daraisa level, but there really would be a Gzeirah Minerah by Talmud Chaver, okay? If you got it, you got it, but let's not press the issue, okay? Because it's a little complicated. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay. So Tosis doesn't like this pshat, and that's why they suggest the other pshat. These are the two approaches that I want to share with you. Okay? Let's pedal back into the beginning of Tosis now. In light of what we've said, let's do the beginning of Tosis. And then hopefully we'll be ready. Let's first do the beginning of Tosis and then we'll move on. Okay? What does Tosis say? Be a sabakutch, right? That's your favorite sugyan area, yeah? The Hadam of the Perak Hadar, that will be a Sabakutcha boy, my name, Rav Chisda Kosh Kuleshani de Ravunov, La Ori. They asked Rav Chisda about Bia Sabakutcha. What does Bia Sabakutcha mean in King's English? Egg in Milcha Gedip. That's what it means, right? Bia is a beitza, Bakutcha, Kutach is a Milcha Gedip. Right? Ranch dressing, if you will. Okay, so they asked They asked Rav Chista all the years that Rav Huna was alive. Rav Huna was Rav Chista's Rebbe. Are you allowed to eat eggs and milk, basically? You're allowed to eat eggs with milk. So tell me, you're allowed to eat eggs with milk? I should have asked him as an extra credit. Maybe for the final. Right? Are you allowed to eat eggs and milk? What's the answer?
Yes.
Of course, it's pasha. It's double pasha. That's not even good enough for the extra credit. It's too pasha. Maybe that'll be... Okay, whatever. Come. Right? Are you allowed to eat B'yasa b'chuzcha? So Rav Chista refused to answer? V'lo ori. Why was he not answering? What's a kasha, Tosis? What was Tosis asking? Tosis is going on our sugya that says there's a chilik between tochim oppressos and chustakim oppressos. It's also to be more halacha b'fnei rabo, b'fon of tochim oppressos, but chustakim oppressos is mut. So Tosis says, aye, but they asked Rav Chista about B'yasa b'chuzcha and he didn't answer the shayla. So what must the kasha be? So Poshev Shad is the kasha is one. Even Chutz L'Gimel Prasos, he never answered a kasha about B'yasa b'chuzcha. A shayla about B'yasa b'chuzcha, even Chutz L'Gimel Prasos, he never answered. That's the problem. Agimar says Chutz L'Gimel Prasos is doch mutter. Good kasha. So says Tosis what? No, Hosam b'fun of Mamashari. There was Bafan of Mamish. Omar Hassam, Rav Chista Ori Bakafri Bishani de Rav Huna. It says the Rav Chista was Mora in Kafri. Kule Shani de Rav Huna, he wasn't Mora Babiasa Bakutcha, but he was Mora Bakafri. Now what's Kafri? How is he Mora Bakafri during Rav Huna's lifetime? Rav Huna was his Rebbe. Must be that was Chustagim Prasos. So you see Rav Chista was being Mora Chustagim Prasos. So the case of Biasa Bakutcha that he wouldn't respond, the chiddush of the Gemara is it's such a poshut halacha that he should have responded, but afal pi kein he wouldn't respond because of Kvod Rabba. What's that talking about? Says Tosis b'fon of mamish, ad kan divrei. What's meant dos b'fon of mamish? The core of mamish. What does b'fon of mamish mean? What do you think it means?
It could be even talking of ourselves.
Talking about b'fon of mamish. B'fon of mamish. If I would say b'fon of mamish, right? If it's b'fon of mamish, I don't have a good example, right? What does b'fon of mamish mean? I know mamish sounds like an extreme, right? B'fon of mamish. I was there, right there, right? I was right there, right? The ball came close to me. I was b'fon of mamish, right? So you think, oh, that b'fon of mamish? Oh, he was talking with Prasos. The ball was right near me. Well, he was on the other side of the stadium, but it was in the same stadium. What happened? Right? But b'fon of mamish sounds like you're in front of the person, right? Do I have to say it? It's pretty obvious, right? It sounds like you're right in front of the person. It's very strange. The Maharam understands Tosis like Noah. Right? Noah's chatting Tosis is not so strange. That's what the Maharam says. What prompted the Maharam to explain like that? Well, he says we only have two categories here. We have Chutz L'Gimel Prasos, and we have Tochim Prasos. So if Rav Chista was Moreh B'Kafri, that was Chutz L'Gimel Prasos, so the simple answer to this question, that he wasn't Moreh B'Biasa B'Kutcha, the simple answer is that was Tochim Prasos, and that's why he wasn't Moreh Halacha. The Chiddush of the Gemara is that even a Dover Poshut can't be Moreh Halacha B'Fnei Rabbah. That's how the Maram understands Tosis. Nearly the Hadakaswa Tois is Hosam b'fon of Mamashari, Lavdafka. El Ritzonam Lomar, Tokim of Parsos. The Tokim of Kol Tokim of Parsos, Choshe b'fon of. Kemosha Kosu Atos is Besov de Brezah. Toises themselves say that Tokim of Parsos is Osir and Chosakim of Parsos is Mutter. So, you don't need b'fon of Mamash. The Maram understands that Toises b'fon of Mamash means Tokim of Parsos because it's not necessary to say b'fon of Mamash. The whole chiddush of the Gemara in Erevin is that even b'yasa b'kutcha, you're not allowed to paskin. What's that case of b'yasa b'kutcha? What's that case of b'yasa b'kutcha? Eggs and milk? That's so posh. Come on. That's like if someone asked you, is water kosher? Truth is, that's not such a posh to shayla. It's water. It depends where you live. Is water kosher? Depends who you ask. Right? New York City tap water. Okay, whatever. Is water kosher? Right? But, you know, most water. Is water kosher? Of course water is kosher. What could be the problem? Right? Is an apple kosher? Bias of a kutcha kosher. You know, what's difficult about that child is understanding what the words bias of a kutcha mean. But once you understand what bias of a kutcha means, so l'chor it's a bishuri poshit, right? Wrong. Comes to us and says, you misunderstood what bias of a kutcha means. That doesn't mean eggs and milk. Come on, that's poshit. That you don't need a shayla, you don't need a mora hara. Says, what's the pshat? No, it's eggs in a chicken that are completed, but they haven't hatched. And then you shech the chicken and you find the eggs inside. That's not a regular egg. It's a chicken side. It's just it hasn't hatched. So you might think that has a din of basa. Kamash Mullah, no, it doesn't have a din of basa. It wasn't hatched. It doesn't have a din of basa. That's why you're allowed to eat it b'cholos. It's not so posh. It's posh. It's not so posh. It's not so obvious. It's not like water. It's not so posh. And Tosis continues later, there in Erevin, in the Ramaskal Rav, he quotes the Reed, that Dova Shanira Chiddish La Shoel, it has to be some kind of a Chiddish to the Shoel, then it's also to be Mar Halacha Bifnei Rabba. Even though the Meshiv, right, there's a Shoel and there's a Meshiv. The Meshiv knows it's Poshit, but the Shoel thinks it's a little bit of a Chiddish. Biasa Bakutcha, if it's Beitz and Gemuras, that's a little bit of a Chiddish. So, als kvod rabo, it's not right, right? It's also to be mara halacha b'fnei rabo, even for a biasa b'kutcha, because it's near a chiddush to the shoal. But it's not near as a chiddush to the shoal. If all you have to do is sort of remind the shoal of what the halacha is, and then he says, oh yeah, I know that. Tosis gives an example. He says, avol dover shashol yodeya sheyadua min hakol shol dover zek, yod nosin tam lefkam. Let's say a person has a shayla. Says, you know, I cooked some milchika food in a pot that I haven't used in 24 hours, a fleshika pot I haven't used in 24 hours, what's the din? So you say, well, you know that a pot after 24 hours is no some time of gone. So he says, oh, right. He says, okay, b'di'evet. That's not the best thing to do. L'chatchil, I wouldn't do it, but b'di'evet, it's mutter. Right? So the person knows that halacha. So that's obvious. That would be, you'd be allowed to be mo'er halacha, because that's poshut. But something that's not so posh, it's nearer as a chiddush to the shoel, so that you would not be able to be mara halacha, even if it's really posh to you. That's bias of a kutcha. So comes the Maram and learns Tosis and Sanhedrin is saying that Rav Chista didn't pass in bias of a kutcha, tokim parsos of his Rebbe, Rav Huna. That's the chiluk. You thought it was a kasha that it sounds like he didn't pass in bias of a kutcha. No, chutz l'gimel parsaos he would, but tokim parsaos he wouldn't. It's difficult. The lashon of Tosis is befun of mamish. I read this Tosis over many times. I said to myself, it's not the posh of Shalom Tosis, befun of mamish. Saisua, they quote the Charmer V'chai. It's in the Kovitz. The Charmer V'chai is one of the Gedolei Achronim in Sanhedrin. So he suggests maybe Taka, we should understand the Tosis. Kipshuta, befun of mamish means befun of mamish. Exactly what the words imply. So what do you need that for? Why did he have to say b'fun of mamish? So the Chaim of Achai has murdered the Kavshat. He says, the kasha of Tosis, what was the kasha? So we interpreted the kasha to mean that Tosis felt that Rav Chista didn't pass on Abiyas of Akutcha anywhere, even chutz l'gimel parsos. That was the kasha. So the Teretz is, no, he only didn't pass in toch gimel parsos. That was the shak of the Tayyar Tosis. Tosis assumed that for a davar poshut, a milsa de pshita, like biasa b'kutcha, a vadit should be permissible to paskin tolkim oprasos. Even tolkim oprasos, it's got to be mutter. You know why? Because a milsa de pshita, it should be easier, it should be more mutter to paskin than a milsa de talya b'svar. Something that's dependent on svara, obviously it should be more osir. So you should not be able to paskin on either on both of these in the same place. What do I mean? Milsa the pshita, right? It should be more mutter to paskin on such a thing. So even where it's osir to paskin on a milsa the talya v'svara, it should be mutter to paskin on a milsa the pshita, right? Because milsa the pshita is pashut. It's simpler. So it's not as much of a hurrah. So says Tosfos, why did Rav Chista not pass on Abiyasa B'Kutcha? He didn't paskin on Biasa, but he should have been able to paskin on Biasa Bekutcha even toch gimel parsos. Because if you tell me that you can only paskin on Biasa Bekutcha chutz le gimel parsos, then you shouldn't be able to paskin on a milsa detaya besvara even chutz le gimel parsos. Because you have to shift it, always one. That's the kasha of Taisvis. It sounds like Rav Chista didn't paskin on Biasa Bekutcha. Tolkien of Parsos Avada, he should have passed in Abiyasa Bekotcha. What, he felt it was usser, he felt it was only mutter, chutz le gimel parsos. No, by milsa de pshita, that doesn't make any sense, because if by milsa de pshita only chutz le gimel parsos is permissible, then by milsa de talia besvara, even chutz le gimel parsos is not going to be permissible. So it must be, Rav Chista should paskin a milsa de pshita where? Not only chutz le gimel parsos, he should have paskin the milsa de pshita, he should have paskin the biyasa bekutcha even tol gimel parsos. That's Tosis kasha. His kasha is not that it sounds like Rav Chista didn't paskin the biyasa bekutcha even chutz le gimel parsos. No, his kasha was why didn't Rav Chista paskin the biyasa bekutcha tol gimel parsos? Because that should be mutter since it's a milsa de pshita. A milsa de pshita is one step better than a milsa de talia besvara. So comes Tosis and says, I'll tell you a chiddush. Rav Huna didn't paskin biyasa bekutcha, not toch gimel parsos. He didn't paskin a biyasa bekutcha befon of mamish. That's where he didn't paskin biyasa. When the Gemara in Ervin says even biyasa bekutcha, he didn't paskin it. Doesn't mean he didn't paskin it toch gimel parsos. He would have paskin biyasa bekutcha toch gimel parsos. But Tosis was asking, if you tell me Rav Chista didn't paskin biyasa bekutcha tol gimel parsos, so then how can you paskin a milsa the talia besvara chutz le gimel parsos? That's our kash on the gemar. The answer is no. He didn't paskin the biyasa bekutcha b'fun of mamish, but he would paskin biyasa bekutcha tol gimel parsos. If he would paskin biyasa bekutcha b'tol gimel parsos, then we understand our gemar that a milsa the talia besvara you can paskin chutz le gimel parsos. It's a little bit of a cheshbit, but according to the chamar of a chesh, this is much beautiful. Before the mamish, his kasha was complicated. He was extrapolating from biyasa bekutcha to agemar, which is talking about a milsa d'taya besvara. Agemar is mater chutz le gimel parsos, so he says it must be biyasa bekutcha's mutter tol gimel parsos. So why didn't Rav Chista paskin? The answer is he did paskin biyasa bekutcha tol gimel parsos, but not before the mamish. Two pshat of the Tosis. The Rambam adds one final pshat in the sukkah. With that, we'll close. Okay, and then tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start to talk about some of the svara. Okay, we have to understand Rabbeinu David and Tosfos. You first have to figure out tomorrow if Rabbeinu David and Tosfos really are saying the same thing. Is there any way to distinguish between the two? Very beautiful nuance. Some of the Achronim have to distinguish between the two. And then we have to talk about the Lamdus. Rabbeinu David says, if there's an Issa Daraisa to be Mora Halacha, so then Rishus is not going to help you. What kind of a strange idea is that? The Ran says, as long as the Rebbe gives Rishus, Rav Shemachal Akvoda Kvoda Machal, what's the Rabbeinu David saying? We have to work on that. There's a lot to say. But let's just look at the Rambam. Rambam has a very interesting sheet in the Sugya. What does the Rambam say? The truth is, it's not what the Rambam says, it's what the Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam doesn't mention the Gzeira at all. Right? Talmud al Yorel and Kenot al Rishus Merabo. Rambam leaves the holding out. From Hilchas Talmud Torah Parakeh. It's not the Rambam's fault, Riv also left it out. So what is the Rambam, how does the Rambam interpret the Sugya? What's the Gemara talking about? The Rambam quotes the second half of the Sugya. The Isser of Mar Halacha b'fnei Rabbo. Rabbam in Perikei Halacha Gimel of Hilchas Talmud Torah. He says, Haya beino uvein Rabbo yud beiz mil, Gimel parsos. Yishalo adam dvar halacha mutal hashiv. To paskin shayla ba'akroi, to paskin a shayla, chutz le gimel parsos, that's permissible. Tamedvar mamurin bedavar shenikro mikre. It happened, ba'akroi, it happened, a person asked the shayla. But to be koveya, a base horah, to be koveya, yeshiva, to paskin shailas, afilu hu besofa olam v'rabo besofa olam osa lo lahoras hashiyomas rabo. Even rabo besofa olam, right? Even chutz l'gimah parasos, it's osa. To be koveh yeshiv is osa. To be mor halacha b'fnei rabo. The Rambam seems to be saying that chutz l'gimah parasos, it's osa to be koveh yeshiva. To paskin halacha, but to paskin v'akroi is mutter. And toch gimel parsos, if it wasn't hoya beino vein rabo, then even bakroi it's us. Right? Toch gimel parsos, you're not allowed to paskin before you're ready. But chutz l'gimel parsos, to paskin bakroi, that's permissible. There's no room on the board, but okay, let's stop it in. What does the Rambam say? Toch gimel parsos, Basar min haTorah, afilu lifso bakro. Let's look at the parasos. Lifso bakroi. Mutter, l'kvo yeshiva asim.
Sorry, my bad.
What's going on over here? What's going on over here? Right? It's mashma. Right? That the issa to be mora hara without rishus is mishum kvod rabba. And that's why bakroi ba'alma, it's mutter. Right? Bakroi ba'alma, tokel parasos is asim in atara, b'chus tokel parasos, bakroi is mutter. What happened to the issa to be mora hara because of tos? What happened? The Rambam just ignores the first part of the Gemara. So comes the Rivosh and says, maybe the Rambam paskin that there is an Isser Machmas Gezeira. There was a Gezeira. But Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. There is an Isser Mishum Gezeira. But Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, that the Talmud was Koveya Yeshiva. And that was the Gzera. The Gzera was that you can't be Kovei Yeshiva. You can't be Kovei Yeshiva even Chutz L'Gimel Parsos to be Mora Hora without Rishus from a Rebbe. Because we're afraid that if you're Kovei Yeshiva to Paskin every single day, people are going to come to you and the Talmud is not going to be able to speak clearly, so then it'll produce a Michshol. So why is it only relevant to being Kovei Yeshiva, Paskening Shaila Stam? Even Makroi Ba'almud should be Osir. Even Chutz L'Gimel Parsos. So the Rivosh, no, again, this is working with like that first shot in the Rivosh of Meis Rabba. That if Meis Shahaya Kachaya, if that's the way it was, so that's, again, since Chazal sometimes limit the Gzeira to the way that the Maaseh Shehoyah was, so that's what the Maaseh Shehoyah was, so they were only Gozer in that situation. Since the situation was that the Talmud was Kaveh Yeshiva, he was Chutz L'Gimel Parsos, but he was Kaveh Yeshiva, so that's the only case where Chazal were Gozer. That's the Rivosh, that's how he understands the Rambam. So it's interesting, according to the Rivosh, the Rambam really does paskin that there's an Issa Mishum Gzeira because of Michshol, but he limits it to this case of Kviyas Yeshiva to Paskin Shailas, because that was the Maisa Shahoy. That's how the Rivosh learns the Rambam. The Orcha Shulchan in Simon Reishman Beis in Yoredei and Sif Yud, he's very troubled with this chat that the Rivosh has in the Rambam. What's the Orcha Shulchan's kasha? Can you think of it? What's difficult about this chat in the Rambam? Yeah. Maisa Shahoy Kachoy. Go ahead.
In the Gemara, that was the Maaseh.
Yeah, it doesn't sound from the Gemara that was the Maaseh Shehoy. It doesn't sound that Maaseh Shehoya Kachoy. It sounds like it was Hoya Acheres, right? It doesn't sound like he was Kovei Yeshiva. Talmud Echad Bolika. He can't. It sounds like he was passing through. It was a Shabbaton, right? It was a Shabbaton. He didn't live there. He wasn't Kovei Yeshiva. He happened to be passing through the town, and he said beitzim, whatever he said there. Right? He said something and they misunderstood him. It doesn't sound like he was Kaveh Yeshiva. I don't know. It's tough. Tough pshat in the Rambam. That's what the Rivosh says. I guess the Rivosh is backed against the wall. He didn't know what to do. I don't know where the Rambam got it from. Had the Rambam understood that this was to be Kaveh Yeshiva? unclear, very unclear. But that's the Rambam. The Rambam is a difficult shita because he seems to leave out the whole gzeira. He leaves out that whole sugya. So if you don't have the pshat of the Rivash, it's very difficult to understand the Rambam. But then again, the pshat of the Rivash itself is difficult. Okay. Okay. We'll have to continue. I just want to.